Jason, you recently were in the west end of Montrose County reporting on economic development. What is happening out in the west end?
You're right. I spent some time out in Naderita and Nucla, visiting a place called Camp V. Sort of an entrepreneur out there out of Telluride is developing this sort of boutique camp with luxury cabins and an RV resort, sort of an eclectic spot with a bunch of art and history and architecture and outdoor recreation. Kind of a big deal for Naderita and Nucla, which have struggled over the years to really, you know, find their economic footing after the uranium market has collapsed.
What is unique about Camp V?
It's pretty cool. There's all this very big, old, rusting, you know, mining equipment, giant, you know, water tanks and old mining tools all over. She's taken parts of the now closed electrical generation plant, and they're spread across this property. It's very eclectic, and it also has an appreciation for the history of the area. And she's really doing these cabins in a pretty architecturally unique way, really creating sort of a luxury experience for some folks up there. It's a unique experience, very experiential. She's got a pond. It's right on the river. Really a beautiful spot and something very different for the west end of Montrose County, which has been economically depressed now for many, many years.
Camp V is part of the Opportunity Zones in Colorado. What are these?
So as part of the federal overhaul of our tax code a couple years ago, the Trump administration identified these zones. Well, every state offered up these zones, and there were these areas that were sort of in rural and depressed communities that were identified as opportunity zones, where people could, investors could take money, park it in these opportunity zones for 10 years. And after 10 years, they would not pay capital gains on that money. So they get a tax break, and these rural communities get a chance to, enjoy some long-term sort of investment. There's a fund out of Steamboat Springs that is gathering up all these different investors and funneling their investment towards communities like Nucla and Naderita, and this Four Points funding group has invested in the Camp V project there in Naderita.
There is a bit of history with this Camp V and its new owner, which you go into detail about in your recent article on the area. Can you talk about why this woman was drawn to this area?
Sure. Natalie Biner kind of grew up around Telluride, and she's spent the past 20 years managing really high-end real estate there in Telluride. And so She'd wanted to kind of have a project, something like this, something in a rural area where she could have free reign architecturally and artistically and kind of create something eclectic. She sees for sale this place called Vancorum. It's an old mining camp right there on the edge of Naderita. And she goes and she knocks on the door of the owner, and the owner's like, "I know who you are. Your dad grew up here." And she didn't even know that because she'd grown up with her mom and stepdad. But she starts to do a little history, and the Binders have a long history in that area. And so she has a real connection to this. And turns out her father grew up in one of the cabins that she's renovating. And so there's this real sort of familial connection that she has with the area, which is a very rich history of uranium and vanadium mining. And, you know, the Uravan mineral belt out there on the West End is one of the largest caches of uranium and vanadium and radium in the country.
How is the West End transitioning from a historically mining scene to trying to find new ways to bring people in and generate revenue for their communities?
As communities grow weary of, say, the boom bust cycle of energy development, you know, good times with gas, and as soon as the price goes down, oil and gas, you know, there's hard times and people lose their jobs. It's not a really healthy way to build a vibrant, sustainable economy. So communities are reaching out. They're starting to develop tourism and outdoor recreation, building trails, whitewater parks. You see it in Grand Junction. You see it really across the Western Slope. It's not an abandonment of those traditional industries as much as a diversification of the economy, right? They're creating an extra pillar in the west end of Montrose County. It's super evident because those economies have been really depressed for a long time. They've really struggled with, you know, coming up on now the 40, 50 year decline of uranium. Whereas back in the day, 50, 60 years ago, they were booming with thousands of miners and really vibrant spot. And there just hasn't been, you know, a lot of economic activity out there. And this is an example of, you know, an entrepreneur coming in saying, "This is beautiful, you know, edge of the Uncompahgre Plateau, transition from, you know, kind of the mountainous San Juans into the deserts of Utah, a really just, you know, a gorgeous place. So why not, you know, invest in and try this new idea there? And you're starting to see what happens in a lot of these places is you create this sort of like center of gravity, right? To where, you know, you create a cool project and a coffee shop will pop up and an organic grocery store will come in and an outdoor gear shop or a bike store will come in. And, you know, next thing you know, you kind of are creating this little ecosystem that revolves around tourism and outdoor recreation and some of the, you know, other, you know, economic engines. And then you create a place where people are saying, wow, I want to come live there.
Thank you so much for your time, Jason.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it.